Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin with a bit of boxing and the news that Tyson Fury will now fight Dillian White, for the heavyweight title. And the unification bout against Alexander Usyk won't now be happening. Anthony Joshua's promoter Eddie Hearn told TalkSport that it was Fury who chose not to fight the Ukrainian.
Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
The reality is that Tyson Fury does not want to fight Alexander Usyk next for the Undisputed Championship. He wants to have an interim bout. And that's what slowed things down, because we couldn't really understand why just beat Deontay Wilder, which is the undisputed fight, and then he wants to have the interim bout. Then last night or yesterday, no, I want to fight Dillian White next. So all the work that's been going on behind the scenes, I haven't been driving those talks, I've just been listening. It's kind of like crumbled away, because Fury's now decided, no, actually, I don't want to fight Usyk for the undisputed, I want to fight someone else, I'll fight Dillian White. So as we stand here now, at nearly 2 p.m. on a Thursday,
yep,
we are going to purse bids tomorrow in Mexico City for Tyson Fury against Dillian White. Anything could change. In 5 minutes, I receive a call, something else has changed. But that's what's happening at the moment.
We can see AJ hasn't been right in the ring for some time. We know he's publicly said as much that he wants to change his training team. But this has all been done in the aftermath, obviously, the immediate aftermath of that first fight. Eddie Hearn couldn't tell us quick enough that he was activating his rematch clause, that he wanted that rematch. I think Tyson Fury's emergence over Wilder, can we get Undisputed done? I think personally it came at a great time for AJ, because he thought, you know what? I can step aside here, save a little bit of face, rebuild with a new team, get another knockout somewhere else, and then fight the winner at the end of the year anyway. Plus, there might even be a little bag of gold in there for me. But I think the reaction to a lot of fans, and the biggest audience in the UK, let's be honest, is the football fan. I think a lot of football fans said, wait a minute, I'm an AJ fan. What do you mean he's going to take £15 million and not even throw a punch? Well, this is not the guy I support. And I think that, as well as many other factors, I'm sure, is what has made it all collapse at the last minute.
But AJ's his own man. He's in charge of his destiny. He's always told me he wants to fight the very best. He ducks nobody. And that's what I love about Anthony Joshua. He may not be the number one at the moment. That's Tyson Fury. Alexander Usyk, one of the greatest pound-for-pound fighters in boxing today, full stop. But Anthony, what I love about him is that attitude. Mm-hmm. He wants a war. He wants to test himself. And he wants that rematch.
Now, in the previous episode of the podcast, Carlton Cole slammed Manchester United for their treatment of Jesse Messi Lingard as the England international hopes for a loan move away from Old Trafford, brackets OT. We'll hear from Sir Les Ferdinand in a moment, but first here's Ali McQuist, who's not happy with United either.
Manchester United are taking advantage of the fact that Newcastle's owners have got plenty of dough. I'm not happy with it, because they should have got the same deal as when Lingard went to West Ham. And if they're looking for it, they get 12 million off West Ham last year for the same deal. Okay, fair enough. But if they're just trying to take advantage of Newcastle and it's affecting the boy, I'm not happy. I mean, I just want to see Jesse Lingard play.
I think it's bang out of order myself.
That Man United, yes, they're doing this to him because they're not looking after the players' welfare.
It's just the way the Premier League is. It's just the way it works. And if Jesse Lingard goes there and keeps Newcastle in the division, what is it worth to Newcastle in what they're trying to do and where they're trying to go? I understand it's business, and sometimes people have a commodity that you're trying to get. If you want that commodity, you've got to pay for it. And unfortunately, sometimes the prices have been inflated, but that's the way the Premier League is at the moment.
Over now to kick off with you, not you, Q, Wisencroft.
Talk Sport breaking news.
And it's a big one as far as Newcastle United fans are concerned, because TalkSport understands you have now wrapped up and concluded a deal for Bruno Guimarães from Lyon for £30 million.
Really good player. Somebody who is very good at kind of organising the midfield. Somebody who's physical, intense. Somebody who does all of the basics very well. He's not going to get you a ton of goals. He's not going to get you a ton of assists. But he will give them that very solid base in midfield that they need. What this does is it actually sends a bit of a message, because there are a lot of clubs in Europe who would very much like to have signed him. The general feeling around Newcastle has been it's all a bit kind of throwing darts at the wall, isn't it? But this actually is a really smart signing.
It's a little bit like being on Football Manager with a cheat code. You can just bid for who you want and whatever. We've got such a short space of time to pull this around. I'm not trying to sound like a pessimist. I think it's a little bit too late for this team to gel quickly and, you know, turn things around, but just give it a go. You've got to be optimistic and just really give it a go.
Prospective Everton manager Vitor Pereira spoke to Sky Sports about his interview for the job at Goodison Park and why his critics should not judge him. We'll hear from Gabby Agbonlahor and the Mail's Dom King. But first, it's Moni Moni Simon Jordan, who believes the interview may have harmed his chances.
Clearly, the fact that they were doing a selection process of a variety of different candidates puts this as one guy amongst the mix.
Yeah.
Now, he may have eliminated himself, because what Mashiri may do, or anyone else that's around Mashiri, might think that's not really very clever thinking. You'd have been better advised to keep your own counsel. Should it eliminate him from the job is the bigger question. I think it probably will, because they'll think maybe that wasn't the most sensible thing to do. So if you're not sensible before you get in the door, what are you going to be like when you actually get in the door?
There just doesn't seem to be a coherent plan, and that's the thing that's causing the alarm bells to ring. It's been one thing after another with Mashiri over the last 6 years, and the money that's being wasted. He has to get this one right.
Why don't the board listen to the fans for once? You know, listen to the fans, who the fans want. You know, it might take pressure off yourself, because if they don't listen to the fans now and give Pereira the job and he loses his first 2-3 games, it's going to be the same as it was at the end of Benitez. It's going to be a toxic atmosphere. So you either go and get a Lampard or someone that the fans prefer, or you keep Duncan Ferguson in there.
What the fans are going through, you can't sort of dismiss this, the sort of anger and the hurt that they're feeling, because the way the club's being treated is an outrage.
Bringing in a manager who doesn't know the Premier League now and risk, you know, Everton being in a relegation battle. Like you says, Newcastle next. What a game that is.
So massive.
I just don't understand why he'd risk it. And Pereira loses his first 3 games. You could be talking a Watford situation where he's sacking him before the end of the season.
I think the first thing they should have done when he took over was bring in a director of football, plan out a vision for the club. And then you bring managers that fit that vision. Instead, they went out flexing their checkbook and just bought players in because they could, and believed that in bringing these individuals in, they were showing their ambition. But what they're stuck with now is a collection of players brought in by 7 different managers, and they simply don't work.
Now, Saturday at 8 p.m, you can hear our next episode of Up Front With, and would you believe it's my wingman on a Tuesday, sometimes when he can be bothered, Super Charlie Austin, as the QPR striker discusses his career. He's been in conversation with TalkSport's Sam Matterface and shared how it felt to never, ever, 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 ever get an England cap. Laughter track.
Sometimes your face don't fit, but I don't want to know why I didn't get called up, Sam, if I'm brutally honest.
Did you get on with Roy Hodgson?
Didn't really speak to him. He's not my cup of tea. It was one of them. He's not in the game for that. You're not in that game for as long as you are if you don't have to make decisions and that are not going to please everybody. So I won't be the only person that didn't get on with him. Reason why I didn't really get on with him or a dislike was because he didn't give me a cap. It's as simple as that.
Did you tell him?
No, I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to show you when we play against you a couple of times.
And you did?
Tried to.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
On now to breakfast, and presenter Alan Brazil looking back to when he first started on TalkSport 122 years ago, when, of course, he was alongside a 50-year-old Andy Jacobs. Oh, no, sorry, 22 years ago, my mistake.
So I turn up at 7:02, right, Oxford Street. Luckily, it was within walking distance. So I eventually find Top Radio in Oxford Street. There's this little rotund Welshman. What time do you call this? It was Paddy. And he's steam coming out of his ears. What time do you... I went, whoa, sorry, you are? He said, I run this place here and you should have been here an hour ago. I said, excuse me, I'm on from 7 till 9. I went, yeah, what time is it? He said, 2 minutes. I said, well, I'm here, I'm 2 minutes early. I says, where's my script, right? It's a true story, right? Where's my script? He went, script? What script? I went, well, what am I meant to do? He says, just go in there, talk, tell them who you are, and the phone lines will light up, and it'll be a cabbie on his break having a coffee and a sandwich. He'll call you. I went, oh, you're having a laugh, come on. And he went, no, play, there's no one else to do it. So I walk in this wee booth, right, and got the headphones on. I'm like, oh, all right. And I said, ding, after the news. Four minutes after 7 o'clock. Good evening. How are you? Alan Brazil here. Yeah, I used to play. Anyway, chatting all of a sudden, ding, 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 all these lights came on. And that was it. I ended up talking for 2 hours to cab drivers who were on the brakes. And then, anyway, so he said, we might use you again. That was good. I went, oh, might you? Oh, great. Thank you. I'll be in touch. And then the next night he said, do you fancy it again? And then before I knew it, I'm sitting in Canary Wharf and he said, what about breakfast? I went, don't be stupid.
No, don't be stupid.
I couldn't get up at 10 o'clock for football. What time's breakfast? I said, 6 till 10. I went, No. So they got James Whale, the great James Whale, to come and see me. And we sat with a glass of wine together and he went through it all. And I went, all right, I'll give it a try. That's how it all started.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport, of course, today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. alongside DB Darren Bent. And by the way, in my show today at 5 o'clock, we have our top 5 at 5. And as yet, we haven't really got an idea as to what it's going to be about. So if you've got an idea, find me on Instagram at AndyGoldstein05. And if it gets chosen, I'll give you a little mention. Actually, I won't. I'll claim it as my own work. Before I go, let me tell you about Huddersfield against Stoke. It's in the Championship, and it's live and exclusive to TalkSport 2. It kicks off at 7:45. That's it. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all,
be safe, everyone. Be safe.
Oh, he's done it again.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.